This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Wendy Muller, Sean Hall, Andrew Hopkins, and our newest top-tier producer, Mike Spittler.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Do you remember making this Christmas special? I think it was 1978. No, you don't remember it? You have no memory of this incident.
No, none whatsoever.
No memory of it at all.
No,
so it doesn't exist in your...
No, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
No.
What if I were to tell you that I had a little piece of tape right now? No! What if I were to roll that piece of tape? How would you feel about that?
I wouldn't feel... I don't know. I've never seen it. Maybe it'll be nice. Go ahead. Roll it.
The Star Wars Holiday Special.
Chewie, check and see if the coast is clear, will you? You're like family to me.
Running scams on the street since I was 10. I was kicked out of the flight academy for having a mind of my own. I'm gonna be a pilot. Best in the galaxy.
Hey, kid. I'm putting together a crew. You in?
That's yes.
Oh, that ass sit on my face.
We need her on a screen.
Yeah?
So we can see her and interact with her.
Did you guys listen to the Von Hessler Doctrine today, Wednesday, May 16th, 2018?
No.
I did not.
Some old dude who used to work for Jackie Gleason wrote this song for Autumn.
I heard that.
You're on.
It was a Christmas song.
Oh, my God.
It was so fucking good.
I love
Hi, Ira.
It
reminded me of Tommy.
Yeah?
Remember Tommy?
Oh, but
used
not
to call?
Like.
Oh yeah,
not
but
like
not autistically.
Scary.
It wasn't pitiful. Yeah. It was actually good.
But yeah. But the way it sounded, didn't Tommy used to like call up and he would be playing piano?
He'd be playing
man,
piano.
Those times when he'd play the piano were the best.
Tommy was
loved it.
The first iteration of the Regular Guys show. Tommy, I'm not gonna say what they called him.
I know. I stopped
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Tommy was the most interesting caller they
yeah.
ever had. That
I could listen to 30 minutes
of
that shit.
Hell yeah.
What do you think of that?
What do you think of that?
About that.
That time he lost it. She's got all the credit cards.
I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, do you still have a recording of that? Because I don't remember that one.
It's on one of the CDs. I have it at home. I also have a copy of Howard Stern talking about them getting fired.
Uh-huh.
I recorded
really?
It. Yeah. Okay, so these guys from Atlanta. The good guys. They're Howard Stern clones, whatever. Hey, did you bring a game?
Be funny. You know what? I didn't. I was
oh.
trying. I know. I was trying to work up a bigger bump. I haven't had time.
No, I like the game we played last week a lot.
Did you get the casting calls last time? Yeah, you could use those.
I did, but
then I'd have to be.
There
out.
Was only like three of them or something.
Yeah.
He started me. Jeff started me mm-hmm. on a casting call. We just played casting call.
I know.
I like to switch it up.
Game. I know you do.
And now
we still
that.
Have the Tim impressions that we never did it from like three documents.
Yeah,
back.
But I didn't edit any of that audio.
We got that bigger. Bomb song that John did.
Oh, yep.
We can just do impressions. We have that Facebook post you made about songs. If you can bring that up, maybe we can play a little of that. And then we'll do produced versions. But if you bring that up, we can play that. You know, your computer's not fixed yet, Jeff?
No.
Oh, yeah. Jeff is sitting on his phone. Usually has a laptop over here.
Hey, by the way, this is episode 125 of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews. There's Jeff Lee Buff, Stephanie Swain, Ira Malkin, and on via the magic of the internet, Autumn Fisher.
Shalom.
She's a via.
Did you say shalom?
I did.
Shalom.
I changed my name to Laurel Yanni.
Yeah, all right, let's get this shit out of the way.
What
you,
shit?
This fucking Laurel Yanni bullshit. It's like that stupid, do you see a blue truck?
Right.
Do you see a gold truck?
Are these shoes pink or are they
But I didn't know
blue?
The genesis of it. Like, I never heard the recording. I just saw people posting about
you
it.
You guys
what
know?
What the fuck is this?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's what it's
well,
a
tell
test.
A story. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I don't know the story exactly, but it's a test, basically. If you hear Laurel or Yanni, it's like the perception of your brain. Like, your brain hears what you want to hear, basically. Yeah. And so some people hear Yanni and some people hear Laurel. Most people, I think, hear Laurel.
Autumn, you have a computer in there?
Yeah.
Can you look up the origin of this or why
Thank
it's
you,
so
Tim.
Big?
Thank
it was,
you.
It was on, it was on Reddit. A guy recorded the word Laurel as part of a project for his homework that he was working on.
Right.
And when he played it, people were hearing Yanni.
Okay.
And he's like, why are people hearing Yanni?
Why
are people hearing Yanni? This is, that's insane though, you know? I don't get it. I was trying to, this is what I hear. Yanni.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God,
I always hear this.
Yanni.
Oh, music is fascinating.
I thought it was Laurel or Hardy.
Laurel or Hardy. Laurel.
It's from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
All right.
Really?
Go ahead.
Sound clip jumped to prominence when Roland
Zabigabow.
Zabigabow, the 18-year-old high school student in Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Does he go to Berkmar?
It don't say.
Don't say.
Maybe he goes to Central.
So, oh, yeah.
So what happened then? What happened?
It said he was working sometime on a project, recorded the voice from a vocabulary website, playing it through the speakers of his computer. People in the room disagreed about what they were hearing. He said a friend of his posted it on Instagram before he put it on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading more about it now.
Okay. Well, here it is.
Laurel.
So you guys all heard Laurel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yanni.
Laurel.
All right. We all heard Laurel.
Yanni.
Yanni.
No, Yanni. Yanni. Now, I did a little research, and they're saying it's because the pitch has changed. Or somebody messed with it. So the meme was created. I don't know. Are we really? I don't know.
This is interesting, though. Why does that happen?
I don't know.
Is that like from the upside down? Like if you say
it might be, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything sounds like Yanni in the upside down?
I mean, there's what are those tricks that you see with that are visual, right? Where it's like, is it a cube?
Optical illusion.
Yes, thank you. An optical illusion. Maybe it's similar for your
It's an
ears.
Audio illusion.
Yeah, audio illusion.
Audio illusion.
Audio illusion.
Living a life of illusion.
Yeah.
It is kind of interesting. Listen, if you think about what a Y sound is, that
Yeah.
And what an L sound is when you say
It's like inversed or something.
A lot of kids with those speech impediments that can't say their L's, they'll say, I love you.
Exactly. That's what Ellie does. She calls
There's adults that do that.
She calls him Uncle Yucky.
Uncle Yucky.
Uncle Yucky.
Well, that's true.
It's
Uncle Yucky.
I called my Uncle Larry Uncle Louie because I couldn't say Larry. I said Louie.
So, yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense for that, like, I forget what it's called, like a lateral thing in your, it's this like floating consonant-y vowel sound. So it kind of makes sense that those two would be similar, but I still don't understand the N sound in Yanni and Laurel, the R.
Yeah, you're the linguist. You can figure that out.
You're a linguist?
That's what I'm doing.
She's very cunning.
She's a cunning linguist.
Yeah. I graduated summa cum laude. No, I didn't.
Summa cum loudly.
Cum loudly.
With a certificate in teaching English as a second language.
Well, so could you say, have you tried to take other words and do this and see what happens?
I have not. I don't.
I wonder if it's just like, is it Laurel specific?
Fucker.
Yanni.
I heard Tim when you said fucker. I heard Tim.
Fucker.
I will say that, you know, as a guy who's been in bands for years and also cover bands or did covers, there's a lot of times where I found myself writing down lyrics to, you know, old rock tunes or old blues tunes. And there's a lot that you just couldn't understand what they were saying. So I would write down something, and this would be, you know, like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd sing it. And then I'd hear the song one day. I'm like, he's fucking not saying that. He's saying something totally different.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Something, you know, like shit like that, especially these blues guys.
On the right.
Like, oh, my God, I've been singing that totally wrong.
Oh, my God, for 20 years I thought that song, Amy... I thought they were saying, hey, me, what you going to do for like 20-some years?
It's lay me. Lay me is what you're going to do.
I like this.
Do I would you? Say, let me take French.
Oh, I like that's French. Lunatic fringe, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's all like right. When people say all intensive purposes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All intensive purposes. I mean,
one of those things.
Intensive purposes.
I'm an idiot.
That sounds like a punk band.
Intensive purposes.
Supposedly.
Money for nothing and your chips for free. This is from NME, that British magazine. Let's see.
Just brush your teeth. Just brush your teeth before you leave me.
Every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you.
Yeah, that's pretty easy, though.
We built this city on sausage rolls.
No one thought no, nobody says that.
But see, that's a Laurel Yanni thing.
Yep.
Oh, what about the, by the time we got to Woodstock, we were heavily stoned. I've heard no. that before.
I used to think this one, Dancing Queen, feel the beat from the tangerine.
Well, tambourine.
Sweet dreams are made of cheese.
Until like a couple years ago, I thought Carefree Highway was every highway. Gordon Lightfoot.
What's Carefree Highway?
Gordon Lightfoot.
Every highway.
Oh, it's not?
Lead me back.
No, it's
Carefree Highway.
Rolling back the pages
mistake.
Of my sweet shattered dreams. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. You know that song, right? Carefree Highway.
Maybe you
well, I mean, I know
was,
it now.
Maybe you thought it was slip every away.
No, I just don't know it.
Slip every away on highway. You.
I know what I know.
I feel like you should do a blues cover of Carefree Highway.
The Wreck
highway.
Of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, there's a lot of cool stuff you could do blues.
The Southern Cross. Should do that one.
See, we were doing a blues version of some of these Cinderella songs.
Cinderella songs?
Oh,
yeah,
which
like
one?
Shake Me.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Shake Me. Oh, Cinderella, the band, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought there were songs from some Cinderella musical.
Well, we could do that, but that would be a little
creepy. Somebody's pool,
They were a good band.
They're great.
I have some more information on this Laurel Yanni thing.
Yeah,
wait, we're talking about Cinderella.
Just in.
I know, I'm sorry.
Well, we're going to go back a little bit in the labyrinth. And...
Well, now I'm getting real nerdy about it because I'm looking up this.
Good, I like this
linguistic
shit.
Garbage.
What do you got?
The reason why it can be a little confusing is because the student. The student recorded it off of someone saying it from his computer.
Okay,
yeah, like a computer voice.
Right, so playing it over the speakers and then recording that exaggerated higher frequencies, and the higher frequencies led to people hearing the word.
Yeah.
Wait, let's see. Can we just make sure?
Yanny.
Yes, of Yanny. And so that's why some people are hearing the Yanny.
Yanny.
So you don't think it's like some sort of...
It could be different
of...
audio devices that people are listening to this to, and the way those are manipulating that.
Yanni's publicist started shitting herself about 9 a.m. this morning.
Or could it be the way that AI communicates with each other?
Could
and
be.
And that's how they're going to kill us.
This is Westworld. It's a Westworld thing. This
Speaking of AI, did you hear about T.I.?
I did. Yeah.
Got arrested.
No, I saw something about it, yeah.
For what?
Yeah. He was drunk when he got home into his gated community, and he didn't have his key, and the guy wouldn't let him in, and he got belligerent, and then the police were called, and he was handcuffed. And the first thing I saw before I delved into the story was, it was a race thing.
Well, of course.
A black man can't even get into his own house.
Oh, well, it's already, the security guard's now in trouble, and the... I mean,
well, if
this
I
shit's
going to
get thrown out probably.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. I mean, you go home and you're drunk and you don't have your key. He's fucking T.I. How do you not know who he is?
Exactly.
Well, more than that, he called Tiny's ugly ass and she called the gate and she told him, let him in.
I told him to let him in.
What was that, Tiny?
I told him to let him in, but they don't let him in.
I always say she looks like a Mariah Carey that didn't finish baking.
Oh, yes.
She can have whatever she wants. She can have whatever she wants.
But
he
anyway.
I let him cheat on me when he's on tour.
Sounds like Beetlejuice.
But to that point, he was in. They let him in. Then he came back. And that's when he got arrested.
Wait a minute, he came back and was yelling at the guy?
He came back to whatever the hell, talk to him, I guess. And that's when he got arrested. Because the security guard called the cops then when he came back.
Man.
And my thing is T.I., dude, I mean, you've got felonies. You've been in prison for gun possession, all this other shit. Why are you going back? Just call the company and get him fired the next. You know
right,
what I mean? Why
right.
are you doing that
you can't
dumb
fix
shit?
Stupid.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Buddy can't fix
He's got stupid. Short man syndrome.
Is that what she really sounds like? What's her name?
T.I. I
Tiny.
Mean, Tiny. Oh, God.
Tiny what?
She was in Escape back in the 90s.
Yeah, with Candy Burris.
Yep.
I don't know about
Tiny. Just put T.I. and Tiny. She'll come up.
T.I.
She sound like this.
Tamika Tiny Harris?
Yep.
Tamika
Tiny. It's just all songs.
No, just
okay, did they have a reality show?
Any pictures of her? I want to see this chick.
There's a show called T.I. and Tiny, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not anymore. She's like all filled.
Did you see her?
Filler garbage.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Ashley Home Furniture Store bullshit commercial.
Insulation implanted.
I don't know why you can't just do a Google image search. Why
I
want to
hear her voice. Yeah, you sound just like her.
See, I like Autumn's version better than the real version.
All right, there's just cameras following this bitch around.
You got to look at T.I.
All right, we're not going to talk about it.
And then
yet.
You can hear her talk.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
They were shooting a movie at his strip club near our house.
What strip club does he own?
Yeah, on Marietta Boulevard.
Marietta Boulevard, he owns a big strip club. It's T.I.'s, right?
Is it Strokers?
Right, I passed by there the other day.
Strokers, that's in fucking Stone Mountain, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
isn't
so.
Isn't that one you go past if you're on the Stone Mountain Highway?
I believe so. But
oh, yeah, it's off Brockett Road.
Well, I don't know all about it like
Tim
you do.
Tim acting like he doesn't know exactly what the fuck it is.
I think it's...
Well, let me explain.
You make a left it.
All right, that's how I go home from Atlanta, Georgia when I'm working at the barber shop.
Barbara?
That's a jerky.
And when you say you're working at the barber shop, you mean you're at Flasher's.
No, why would I go from Sandy's Briggs, drive past at least two or three better strip clubs, and then go to Strokers? Strokers was, yes, I know right where it is because I pass it when I come home from work. Strokers was in a Steve Barnes movie.
Strokers?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Steve Barnes made that movie with Corey Feldman, and in which Barnes played a hitman or something. It was actually not a bad movie. Joan Severance is in it.
Is that the one when Feldman got older, but then before he totally cracked out?
Yeah. He's inside of the strip club and they're working on a deal together. And, you know, I wasn't molested at Strokers.
I was at the Coronet Club.
What a name.
Molested by stereo.
Why would you name your strip club after something you can't do when you're inside of it?
Well, call it fappers.
But they
oh,
can't.
That's the new word, fap, huh?
Well, there is that sort of a stroking, you know? Like, you get lab dances, that's a stroke,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes.
It's a butt stroke.
You have your sweatpants with no underwear.
Ew.
No, man. Guys, I used to see guys going into this place years and years ago.
When you were there last week.
Right. No, years and years ago. The guys would come in spandex shorts with no underpants on. They got those gyration dances at this place because it wasn't a bar. Mm. It was an adult bookstore that had a stage in the back.
Hot.
And then the guy would get up with a big fucking splotch on his front. It's gross. Why would you do that? Don't do that in public ever.
Hey, what do you think about this big, it's going to be some elegant dining restaurant inside of the Claremont?
Really? I haven't heard about that.
Yeah.
Inside of the hotel or inside of the...
In the basement area.
Uh-huh.
They're turning it into some elegant restaurant with.
So you got 78-year-old
four to five star
and,
dining.
So if you're not in
filet mignon,
if you're not in Atlanta, the Claremont Lounge is a historic strip club inside of a historic hotel
with historic dancers.
That they just now this hotel. Yes, that's actually right. The hotel used to be this disgusting flop house with roaches and bed bugs, and they've completely redone it.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be an elegant, overpriced hotel in Atlanta and a tourist destination. But in the basement, there's a strip club. And the strip club, the highlights are, I think you can get PBR there real cheap. And then you have old hags, fat women dancing.
It's just a hip place to go, though.
No, not all of them. You are correct.
I used to go,
skinny tattooed
15 years ago, I would go in there on a Saturday night. The place was just packed with everybody.
Because it was it's a dance club also.
But it was also just one of those hip places.
It's good music.
Yeah,
and
they had bands there.
And it is funny.
Yeah, Jack Black wears
that
Claremont Lounge t-shirt.
That's right.
On shows and shit.
The restaurant's going to be called Tiny Lou's.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, it's Tiny Lou's?
You go in there
an
for...
American French brasserie.
That's what I said. Is Goldie going to be crushing champagne cans?
That's right.
Table side.
I'm going to crush your can clip.
Blondie,
have you ever
is,
seen her over in Midtown?
I've seen her
around
at the strip club.
Yeah. Blondie. No, I mean like out and like as a day walker.
Oh,
know?
No.
I mean, like,
day walker.
Blondie is this notoriously famous stripper with huge cans, and she will...
Well, they're not even that big.
Yeah, they are. They're huge.
I didn't realize it was Blondie. I thought it was Goldie.
It's Blondie. And she'll
you're watching I'm Dying Up Here too, huh?
And when you're And when you're there at the Claremont Lounge, you can tip her and she'll swat your friend in the face with her giant floppy tit or crush a beer can with it.
Right. Didn't she come with the regular guys and crush some beer cans for you
guys? She did. I had to talk to her on the phone about that, you know, to come in. And
they made that documentary about it.
No, I'm in the comic book and you're in the movie. Bad man. I'm like, okay, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, she's real cracked out.
Yeah. So you go into this nice restaurant and have a good dinner, and then afterwards you go into the Claremont Lounge for Flapjack.
Maybe they're trying to do some sort of like cheetah-esque thing, right?
Oh, the alluvia or whatever the fuck that's called?
You think maybe the next thing will be they'll kick out all the oldies and then they're going to bring in a fresh squad.
Yeah.
Or they'll turn into like some kind of burlesque. They'll turn into some burlesque.
No, a fresh old squad, like new old women.
Atlanta is a huge burlesque scene.
Right.
So I don't see that happening there. I think they'll keep the old floppy ones. Mm-hmm. But here's my point about food and strip clubs. They don't belong together.
Yeah, I've always thought that.
Food.
$4.99 ribeye.
Yeah, I got the $4.99 ribeye over here at the Pink Pony.
I always wanted to try that.
Try our French fries.
I've only been to two, and the one of them did have a buffet.
Where?
It was puzzling to me. It was in Camp Lejeune.
Okay, so I
in North Carolina.
Okay.
I was at a Marine base there.
No. You're picking up some
just
college
some
money.
Work done.
Well, see, when I moved to
making
Atlanta,
money for the summer over at the Marines.
Just getting yourself a few good
I was
men.
Hanging out before they all left out on a 6-month med
hey,
float.
Sailor.
Hey, I would post my picture on Craigslist, take a shower where I shaved my entire body.
No, my friend was
I'll
married
to
a Marine,
and
I was
motel
her maid of honor. And
okay.
He was getting ready to leave for a 6-month med float. And so I went with them down there. And also because I had a crush on his friend, you know.
All right.
You know, and we ended up in a strip club.
Yeah, nothing turns a woman on more than.
Yeah, it wasn't for me. That and then I've been in a gay strip club when my friend Eric did amateur night. And
that was fun.
Oh, it was all the way naked. No, it was in Canada.
Oh.
And it was all the way naked. And they all had.
All the way gay.
Cock rings on with these huge, and they were just everywhere.
Oh, see, because you can't have boners in
right. This
United
was in Canada,
yeah.
So, but yeah, my friend Eric only stripped to his whitey tighties, and he got a second place, which was pretty good. And he danced to a Nine Inch Nails song, which was really weird and dark. Ooh. It was real broody.
Oh yeah, hey, my name's Gordon, and I'm the fluffer in the back of the strip club, and so those guys come in with their boners, and I fluff them up, you know, and you know, it's nice and all.
Are you also the guy in the bathroom, sir? That gives out the mints and the
no, I only got one job there, eh?
So they have a separate guy for the bathroom.
Yeah, I fluff him. Yeah, you know.
it was well. Then all the guys sat around the bar where they danced, and then they would just like get down on their face and just grind it in their face while they were sitting there having their drinks. It was
Canadian.
It was
strip
a sight
clubs.
To behold.
Grind the thing in their
it was
face.
Called, listen, and it what? Was called the Happy Tap.
Oh,
Happy Tap. Wow.
I wonder, Autumn, Google that. See if it's still open.
The Happy Tappy.
Happy Tap, and it was in Windsor.
Happy Tappy.
It was in Windsor.
Happy Tappy,
Windsor.
Where you can get your Happy Tappy.
I went to a strip club in Canada for my friend's bachelor party. They were getting married in Binghamton, New York.
Yeah.
But for the bachelor party, we all went to the strip club Saturday night, and then went to a Bills game in Buffalo on Sunday. So Saturday night, we go over to Fort Erie, which is right across the border, and we go to, I don't even remember what it was called, but the strippers there were fucking dudes in the back room.
Oh.
I mean, just, and no one cared. They're just fucking dudes in the back room.
How much was that?
I don't know.
Wee-wee.
Is that place still around?
Yeah. I guess.
Where was it?
Huh?
Just want to know for research.
Do you remember the street? And
what's
the
website?
Yeah. And so we were doing these things, and the one guy goes, hey, Tim, you know, go on stage and give the chick a $5 bill. So I gave her, because they don't have $1 bills anymore. They have loonies.
Loonies.
So
what?
Yeah.
They have little fake gold coins with loons on them for $1.
It's a loony.
Yeah, loony.
Really?
Yeah, and you can't whip it at the stripper, or, you know, she doesn't have a coin slot. Well.
Keep going.
So I get on stage. I go up to the stage to hand her the five. And she goes, get on stage, eh? She didn't say, eh. But she.
But her mouth is all separated from the rest of her.
Hi, buddy. I'm going to give you a boner, buddy.
It was Bruce McCullough.
Yeah.
Put five on you.
So, how much would that pay?
That's good. I can only do the other guy. Get on stage! Oh, my God!
So, I see you're painting a chair. Need any help?
Kids in the Hall. The best comedy show of the early 90s.
I got to watch those again.
So she grabs me on stage, and she starts trying to shove her nipple in my mouth.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, pff, no.
Like, did it have a hair on it?
No, I just didn't want a strange, greasy...
And you're on stage.
...stripper nipple
in my
mouth.
How did she look? For real?
Hot. They're all hot. Okay. They're all ugly. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, the public thing, that's like I was...
No, I don't... No. Fuck that. No.
Things have changed so much, though, because when I was at, you know, when I was at 19, that's where we all went, because you could drink at 19, so we'd cross the border, we'd go over there and get tore up. I mean, which everything, like a pack of cigarettes was $8 back then.
In Canada.
Early 90s, So, and they would confiscate, like we would just go to the bridge, go to the Ambassador Bridge, they'd take any shit, like you couldn't be smoking cigarettes when you pulled up, because they'd take all the cigarettes in the car and throw them out, because they're going to make you buy their shit when you go over across the bridge.
You can take smokes in with you.
We could not. They always searched the car if you were smoking when you pulled
up. Oh, I see.
So we would never be smoking when we pulled up.
We brought weed into Canada in 89.
Well,
and then on the way back, we threw it out the window. We were worried.
So my sister's telling me now, whenever I was there a couple months ago, I said, man, we had to go over to Canada. She was like, oh, it's a fucking whole ordeal now. You have to have a passport.
Yeah,
it's
can you
a
believe
whole
that?
Thing. And I was like, oh, Jesus.
You might as well go to Mexico. I mean, you don't need a passport. Just go through one of those tunnels.
So I heard a comedian on a podcast tell this story where they were in Mexico and they had gotten super, super drunk and
Good
they
idea.
Went. Into this, I don't know, this strip club, but it was real empty and the music was really low and there was no one in there and it was this really weird time, but they just like kept drinking and there was like a mama-san kind of person, but I guess she's like a mommy.
Mamacita?
Something.
Hey, mommy. Okay, but, you got fagga. Okay, $2.
Yeah, so she hooks one of the guys, like this comedian with a girl.
Who is it?
I don't remember. It might have been Shane Moss.
Tim's putting lotion
on. He is lotioning himself up
I
over
am,
here.
On my hands.
I don't remember.
Mary's reaching under the table, so tell the story slow.
Okay. Right.
So let me get this
Take your top.
This girl is really beautiful, he says. And he's like nervous to be with her because she's so good looking and pretty and sweet. And she's trying to give him more than he wants, like it's making him uncomfortable. So he ends up just like jerking off on her chest.
In the strip club, like out in front of everybody.
No, out, like in a separate room.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, he like comes on her chest for somehow, and then she takes. He said like in your classroom that brown roll of hard paper towels she has like that next, and she likes wiping it up or whatever.
Oh, let me get all the dirty.
He goes back out. And they're all ribbing him, and he's not really saying anything. And another guy's like, I'm going to go back there and do that. So a friend of his that he's with goes back there with the same person and comes out really quickly. And he says, oh, my, what happened? Because he had this, like, incredible experience with this girl, I guess. And the guy that had just come out said, oh, I didn't really do anything. She let me... like lick and kiss all over her tits or something.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking disgusting.
He had to tell him. He didn't tell him at the time. He told him afterwards when the story that he had with that lady.
That's disgusting
as fuck.
Like,
wouldn't they be scraped up from that brown paper towel? They'd be bloody.
I mean, when I first came to Atlanta, I had to go to the Tattletale just because of Motley Crue.
Right.
Oh, you had to go.
Well, you had to go.
I did that. I went to Tattletales. I went to the one at the, I had a goal back, you know.
You know what?
Tim had goals.
I had a goal. I wanted to go to all the strip clubs named in that song. Now, some of them aren't open anymore, of course, and I've long since given
that
up.
Did you go to the
Dollhouse? Girls.
Yes.
Okay.
In Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
No. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, so you missed your mark.
No. I was looking it up because, anyway, I went to the one in California, the one in L.A.
What was that? I'm trying to remember.
The Body Shop.
The Body Shop.
And I went to Tattletales almost immediately after I moved to Atlanta because it was part of that. And but I either saw it or thought about it when my wife and I were in Fort Lauderdale earlier this year, and I said, oh, we should go by the Dollhouse. And she said, what's that? And I said, it's a strip club. And of course, what?
You know. The fuck is wrong with you?
Right. And I said, well, it's in that Motley Crue song, and I've had this lifelong goal. And she said, yeah, that's over.
Yeah, that's
all your hopes and dreams have been crushed.
Yes. Well, she's right about that. You know, you're a grown man. You're almost 50. Fucking strip clubs, please.
Well, see, my wife's a crew head. She probably would have supported it.
Oh, just, I want to go to more strip clubs.
You want to go to more?
I do. All these kids and this family life are really hindering my strip club adventure.
I wonder what a strip club on the moor would sound like. Nobody...
Okay. On the moor?
On the moor.
Yeah, like in American Werewolf in London moor? Yeah.
Welcome to Slashers, mate. Do you want to play with my titties?
Why am I playing the Star Wars?
Stick to the path.
Yeah. I have a feeling. I know why.
You have a feeling?
I got a feeling.
Is it like a million voices crying out in silence and then crying out in anguish and then suddenly silent?
Yes. That's what it is.
No, just a slight headache.
That's no moon.
When you say moon, I hear poop.
Poop. Moon. Poop.
Moon.
Moon poop. You think there's poop on the moon? Think they shit in the moon? I would have if I'd been there.
Well, ask Kubrick.
You couldn't.
Oh, I guess you can't.
You can't take your spacesuit off, but I would have shit in the module and then thrown it out and see what happens.
It's probably just in this atmosphere.
It just would float down
freeze?
To the...
Oh, yeah. Then you could bring home a shit sickle from the moon.
It'll turn into some asteroid that'll explode half the Earth.
I get it, asteroid.
Asteroid.
I get it. No. I'm playing the... Steph, you're not mad, are you?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What is she mad about?
Oh, my God.
If you guys have listened to Radio Labyrinth podcast, we often talk about the Star Wars movies that have come out since the prequels. And we've had mixed...
Since the very first episode.
Yeah, since the very first episode we've talked about them.
Force Awakens came out like that week.
Yeah.
Right?
Force Awakens, we've talked about in depth. We talked about Rogue One. We talked about whatever that last one was called, The Return of the Snatch.
Last Jedi.
Return of the Snatch.
Return of some Jedi, I guess.
Yeah, some Jedi. There's this new one that was coming out where... They had directorial problems, and they had to get rid of the original director and bring in Ron Howard. And you know when that happens, it's either going to be good or shit. Didn't Ron Howard direct, or no, maybe he didn't direct. Did he direct The Dark Tower?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, good.
He was in talks to do it, and that would have been sweet, but
yeah,
he
it would have been good,
end
actually.
Up doing it.
So anyway, Ron Howard takes over this film, and throughout this whole process, I'm done with Star Wars. I'm done. I've had it. I'm done with Star Wars. I'm tired of it.
This was you.
This is Tim doing an impression of himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to hear me do Tim?
Every time it came up, I'm not seeing it.
I'm not seeing it.
I don't care. I know how they did the Kessel Run.
I don't really care about Han Solo's origins.
Right. So fast forward to 2 weeks ago.
I always said, whenever you said that, I said, you'll see it.
You'll see it. I know.
You will see it.
And I was adamant that I wasn't going to go see it. But a couple of weeks ago, I get an email from Allied, who do the screenings for all the big films. And they, Solo, you can see it Monday at 4:30 at Atlantic Station. And I said, fine, Regal film.
And of course he said, fuck that. I am not going to see it.
I'm not seeing Solo.
I'm a jack with principles.
When I say I'm not going to do something, I don't do it.
So I wrote back and said, sure, I will go see it. And then I said, well, who can I invite from Radio Labyrinth to go see it with me? But then I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
Because, yeah, because you're a fucker.
Because I want to, it's 4:30 in the afternoon. Could you have made it?
Pshaw, if you'd give somebody some notice, maybe
he
somebody
can't.
Could do that.
Jeff couldn't, and I would have asked him.
I guess me and Ira are just, what are we?
Chop liver.
We're just,
what are we, chop liver?
All right.
come on.
I didn't think
you'd
be able to.
Look, he made a good decision, okay? Just let him finish.
Go ahead.
And so, but the reason I didn't really ask anybody from the show is because I wanted to surprise you that I've seen it, that I'd seen it.
So we could break your balls.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I emailed or texted our friend John Mark Lindell, and I said, hey, man, you want to go see? And John Mark Lindell does the theme for
Everything.
Radio Labyrinth and does a lot of the themes for our bits. He said, yeah, sure. So we met there.
Okay, that's good. I'm okay with that.
I did try to cancel in the morning. I pulled a Tim, and then I quickly turned it around. I said, no. We're going.
Why did Friday. You? Why would you cancel?
I can't get into it. Yeah. But I was
Tim
like,
always cancels yeah. everything.
Not everything.
Except for the stuff he does.
I didn't go see. Well, I was supposed to see Deadpool 2 last week, but I didn't go to that. Because I really was exhausted. It was on a Thursday. I was exhausted. So fuck this. So I went to see Solo.
Solo,
which opens on May 25th, and in theaters nationwide.
That's like next Friday or something?
2 weeks.
Ten days.
Thursday?
No, 10 days. Know everything.
Anyway.
So Jeff suggested that I do a little bit here, believing that I need to eat some crow.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't really, I don't want to spoil anything about Solo.
He does the Kessel Run.
And how many parsecs?
Yeah, how many parsecs did it take him?
Chewbacca's in it. I'm not going to spoil the parsec.
Did they correct
thing.
The parsec?
Woody Harrelson is
thing.
In it.
Yes, Woody Harrelson is in it. What'd you say, Autumn?
Did they correct the fact that parsecs is a distance and not a time thing?
No, they sure did.
See, when she says parsecs, I hear.
So let's talk about Solo in a way that
balls.
I can. What's his name? Alden. I'm going to try to say it's German. Ehrenreich?
Who? What?
That's the who kid, played Solo?
Yeah, the yes. playing Han Solo.
Yes. He's great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Very humble. I mean, very young and good. Okay. Emilia Clarke is Kira. I'm not going to tell you how they know each other because that'll spoil it, but she's great and hot.
Does she look nothing like Khaleesi?
Nothing like
I haven't seen her in anything else that I liked her in except
Clarke.
For Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well, you're going to like her in this.
You okay. didn't see that movie where someone was in a wheelchair and she like made him happier?
No. Can't say I will.
Donald Glover is fantastic as Lando.
That's what I wanted to know.
They're making a Lando sequel now.
I'm not seeing it.
I love yeah. him.
Tim's not going to see it.
Yeah, heard it here first, folks.
I'm so crazy about him, but I thought, how could he be Billy Dee?
I agree.
Billy
I did not
D
feel like he was smooth.
So, yeah.
He's not.
Okay.
But he
okay.
does put some affectation on his voice, so you think, oh, this could be a young Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah. Do you really think he could be?
In the trailer.
Does he drink any Colt 45?
No.
Of course not.
It does work every time, but not in space.
Hello.
Colt 45
Chewy.
Works every time. And you old scoundrel. But they do a good job establishing their relationship as well. Woody Harrelson is awesome as Beckett. It's a typical Woody Harrelson character.
Yeah.
Not a Kurtz ripoff like in War for the Planet of the Apes. But that you only notice one time in that whole film. War for the Planet of the Apes
yeah.
is a fucking great movie.
I love it.
It should have been
love
nominated.
It.
Andy
Serkis
should have mm-hmm. been nominated for an Oscar. Mm-hmm. That movie was the best movie.
All of the apes should have been nominated.
Yeah, but that last one was great. That last one was
not
great.
Not
it was. It was. It was the best one. It was yeah. the best one.
Now, who's
not my country.
Not my country.
No ape in the war.
Hey, Mr. Monkey, don't you tell me why.
We're already letting the gays get married. What's next? Giving apes Oscars.
Don't mess with God's America.
Giving apes
who's the comedian that did the voice of the gray ape in that? He's a very funny comedian.
Grape Ape?
A Bad Ape was his name.
Grape Ape.
I'm going to Google it right now.
You talking about the sweet ape or the big
the
bastard?
One that they come across.
The little kind one?
Yeah, yeah,
did
yeah.
Did they clean it up with a brown paper
Steve
towel?
Yeah. What?
Did they clean it up with a brown paper towel?
No. Do you guys like, speaking of coming on animals, how I cut that out of last week? Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I was looking forward to it, and
no,
then you just chopped it
I
and
chopped
made it all
it.
Professional.
Yeah. Aren't you glad I did that? Phoebe Waller-Bridge, she's like a composer and an actress from England, but she plays L337, the robot, which
in a row?
Huh?
37.
Oh.
I thought that was the early 90s
yeah, it's
chick
Leet-speak.
Band.
No, it's okay. It's like Leet Speak. It's an inside joke, I believe. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But anyway, that robot is fucking amazing and fun, and they had positioned it as, oh, it's a social justice warrior robot and, you know, these alt-right whatever. Dumb. Fuck it. Ignore all that shit. It was great.
Thandy, ignore
but
all the shit
but was
Tim
there
was
some of that
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, all that too. What that?
But was there some of that going on?
She's. I'll give you a clue. She is pro droid rights.
Okay.
But it's funny and it works. Okay.
Right. She's the reason they don't serve that their kind anymore. In Star Wars.
Thandy Newton is in it as Val.
Oh, Thandy.
Is it her? Or just her voice? Or
no,
is
it's
she
her.
Makeup?
She's okay. part of Woody Harrelson's crew. Junus Suotamo. Is a Finnish dude. He's playing Chewbacca.
He's that basketball player.
Yeah, but he went to Penn State.
That's right, because Chewbacca passed away.
No, he's still alive.
Still alive. He just can't do it anymore.
He can't do it.
He can?
Yeah.
Uh-uh. No. He's in a wheelchair most of the time.
Yeah, his bones.
But this guy who's playing Chewbacca went to Penn State and played basketball, and then he was a pro in Finland.
And now he goes.
And Paul Bettany, everyone's favorite Vision, is Dryden Voss, who is the, he's a crime lord. That's all I'm going to say.
Mr. Right. Jennifer Connelly.
Is he married to Jennifer Connelly? Yep. God, he married her way too late. Anyway, so here are some spoilers. Han meets Chewie at a Wookiee brothel.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert. Lando Calrissian is really Lynette Calrissian, a female-to-male transgendered gangster.
Fucking knew it.
I knew him. Beckett is literally Woody from Cheers.
Man.
All canon now.
Yep, all canon now. Go see it.
All right. Well, no, I mean, you loved it, right?
I did.
You loved it.
I did.
All right, let's rank the newer ones.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
Better than Rogue One?
No.
Okay, better than Last Jedi?
I would say it's very close to being as enjoyable as Rogue One.
Okay.
Fact that it's Han and it's characters that you know gives it a little leg up over Rogue One, but Rogue One was flawless, I thought.
So now,
I agree.
It's not as good as Force Awakens.
No, I'd say Force Awakens is third.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I like Force Awakens.
That's nostalgia.
Last Jedi is obviously last.
Look,
on
I hate
Filoni. I like Last Jedi better than Force Awakens.
Really? I like that better than Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
So Force Awakens is last. But I could tell you, I don't like Daisy Ridley at all. I don't like that character. I don't like her. I don't like the Mary Sue aspect. I don't like the fact that the last movie didn't explain anything and left a lot of shit hanging. And you can just figure it out on your own. Fuck you. Tell a story.
I hate that. It's open to your own interpretation.
No, I don't want it. I want you to tell me the story.
It's like Empire, though.
What? How is it anything like Empire?
Like a series of down endings, and they leave everything open.
Yeah, but Empire was a story.
Right.
You knew that there. Look, Snoke. They're not even going to tell you who the fuck that guy was. Okay,
that's true. He is just like. He's murdered now. Bye.
Yeah.
He barely knew who he was.
Well, maybe we're going to get a Snoke origin movie.
Oh, God. No.
I hope not. Like him growing up as like a little kid. He has like his Snoke mom.
Go to bed.
Clean your room.
Go to bed.
I'm Alfred Snookenkrantz.
Alfred Snookenkrantz.
Just wait until your father
maybe he was like an altar boy and he was molested.
That's how he got the hole in his cheek.
His Jabba's dad.
Yeah.
He just has anorexia or something.
Shit, he got Snoke.
Dead.
Yeah.
There's so many.
He's like an anorexic Jabba.
He didn't even need Luke Skywalker in that last movie at all.
Not
a bit. Because he's just an asshole. Yeah. I don't want to do anything anymore. All right, well, fuck you. Why are we here? And then Finn goes
those
off.
Those scenes were very rushed.
Yes, and Finn goes off. And you know Mark Hamill hates those movies.
Yeah.
You can tell it in his eyes.
Sure.
You should have seen the look on George Lucas's face. Did you see the pictures of the Solo premiere?
No.
Everybody's smiling and happy. You see him, he's got his hands in his pockets. He's like, what the fuck did I do?
He had a shitload of
that?
Money.
George Lucas. This is the look on his face.
George
Lucas.
He's
$3
billion.
He doesn't give a shit.
No, I love him. If you guys are not watching James Cameron's that sci-fi thing.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to get
it.
It
is amazing.
What's it on again?
It's on AMC. The last one, you would jizz all over yourself because it's all about all the sci-fi.
I'm going to call this episode Jizz.
All the sci-fi monsters, the thing. I mean, it's so good. And then, like, you know, James Cameron talks to George Lucas in every episode, Spielberg.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all these great sci-fi minds.
Didn't you say you're trying to book a guest for my
show? I am. She's actually, she's a sci-fi literary some shit at Georgia Tech.
Right.
And she's one of the commentators on this series.
Oh,
okay.
Awesome.
So I did send her a message today, as a matter of fact. I finally remembered to do it see if she would come on the podcast and talk to us because this is what she teaches.
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
She is so knowledgeable and she's cool and, you know, we could really pick her brain. Like, she gives you, I mean, she goes all the way back to, like, the inception of sci-fi.
All right.
And how we got here or
does
whatever.
Does she do a lot of that, gender equality stuff? And
there was none of that. That's the show is so great, you guys. That's what I'm saying. You've got to watch it. James Cameron's
that movie
Visionaries.
That's up my alley.
We're only going to talk about that movie where the moon gets the rocket in its eye.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The pinnacle of sci-fi. I'm
going to
ask her what she thinks of Life Force, which is the best movie in the 80s.
Oh, God. Life Force.
Space vampire. The naked chick at the beginning. I got to pause this. Whoa. Okay.
You're not going to ask her about Ice Pirates?
No. Ice Pirates is a fun movie.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I made a little a little thing here.
He made a thing.
I made a thing.
We're so proud of you.
Jeff influenced this, so I'm going to play it for you right now.
All right.
Everybody shut up. Sean Hannity, shut up.
Did he ever have a Bill O'Reilly breakdown?
I never had a Bill O'Reilly breakdown. I don't swear to people or at people, and I know who Sting is.
Play it out.
All right, guys, we got our crows all cleaned up. We just breasted them out. We weren't really sure how to prepare crow, so if you know of any recipes for crow, we would greatly appreciate hearing them and give us an excuse to go back out and get some more crows.
You can be all the things you always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let yourself. Just let it shine through.
Tell me how my taste.
I got a bad feeling about this.
All right, you missed that one part. I want to play that part again.
To be beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul
grow.
Tell me how my taste.
I got a bad feeling about this.
All right.
That's awesome.
Thank you for that, Jeff. And crow eating. But there's actually, I found a YouTube page where guys were cooking crow. And it looks good.
Apparently.
But like squab?
Too smart to eat.
Why wouldn't it be smart to eat?
Yeah, because crows crows are too intelligent to
eat. Oh, yeah. Well, they are smart, yeah.
Yeah, and you would probably be cast a spell upon.
Yes. You might.
Don't call it a murder for nothing.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah. So everybody go see Solo.
Everybody was going to see it anyway. Right. Even you who said you weren't going to see it.
I don't know if I'll be able to get in there.
Yeah, why? You're not allowed.
Because we can't see movies. We can't get anywhere. We can't leave those goddamn house.
Those goddamn kids at home. I hate it when people bring
their
kids.
Get some college kid to come over.
Oh, we're never going to bring the kids. That's ridiculous.
Get some college kid in the neighborhood. Come on.
Yeah, I'll watch your kids.
Yeah, I'll get my asshole bitch neighbor downstairs to do it.
There you go.
I thought you were moving.
You got to go.
We are on the first. We're moving.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so you have some new asshole bitch neighbors.
You got to go on next door.
Next door, yes.
Yeah, next door will have somebody reputable.
Don't live above these fucks.
No, there's no above. It's only beside.
Oh. Okay. So we got some housekeeping to take care of here. Well, we are going to be doing a live show.
Oh.
Holy what?
Based on Ira's availability, of course.
I was about to say, I didn't know about this yet.
Was this Atlanta Pizza and Gyros?
Atlanta Pizza and Gyros, please.
Gyros.
I'm an American.
Within the next 4 weeks, we're fucked.
No, it isn't.
July.
Okay, good.
Atlanta Pizza and Gyros, whatever the fuck.
Gyros.
It's going to be our first ever live Radio Labyrinth show. Ticket prices will be free. And there will, in fact, be no tickets.
We're making a killing on this shit.
So everybody will be invited, and I think we'll do something for patrons if they want to come. Everybody can bring a guest. We'll worry about the details later. First, we got to secure Ira. So we're trying it for a Sunday in July. We have the 8th, 22nd, or 29th, whichever works best for you, Ira.
I won't be here the 8th.
Okay.
So I can rule that out right now.
We'll work on that.
Okay.
Figure it out.
You need to link this up to a mother-in-law visit since she's in Conyers. You know,
yeah.
That's what you could do.
Yeah.
Oh, link us up. Oh, if we get... No, I mean, I'll go there anyway. And then, we'll go and visit her.
And get Nancy's modicum.
Yeah.
I got something to... Well.
What?
We'll get all her classmates from the...
Probably shouldn't have.
What?
Well, it was interesting talking to her on Mother's Day. She worked... I'll just say this briefly.
This is your mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law worked at Tex MacGyver's law firm for 40 years.
Oh, wow.
She knows him pretty well, worked under him pretty well. So I'll just say this. It's interesting talking to her about.
Does she think he's going to get an appeal?
We didn't get that far.
Tex MacGyver, by the way, if you're not in Atlanta, is a lawyer who's in his, 70s or 80s, and he murdered his wife accidentally. Yeah.
But even just hearing, even just that office back in the 80s, it was crazy, apparently.
Okay.
I mean, there was just...
A lot of fucking going on.
Somebody LA needs to write a show about that, almost like a Mad Men type show.
He's a lawyer named Tex MacGyver. Yeah. How was this not a show?
Tex MacGyver.
I mean, it came on right after Matt Houston.
I'll just tell you, one thing she said about him is he was really starting to lose it
okay.
within the last
Well, maybe jail's best form, right?
Probably five. You're just starting to be pretty tough to deal with.
We did a bit about lawyers on the Von Hessler Doctrine yesterday. And I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Trump wanted TV lawyers, better TV lawyers, lawyers that look good on TV. And so we're sitting there trying to come up with TV lawyers. And the first one Eric mentions is Perry Mason. He goes, I have the Perry Mason theme all wrapped up. And then he mentions Perry Mason's nemesis. And, you know, I didn't watch Perry Mason.
No, who watched Perry Mason?
And I looked at him. I go, hey, you think we ought to talk about a couple from this century?
Yeah, what about Matlock?
Robert Earl.
Right. That's,
and he got mad. Hey, who's the comedy guy here?
Robert Urich is?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
Perry Hamlin.
I did a couple that he wanted, but I also said Matlock, which we agreed on. And then I said Harvey Birdman, attorney at law. And
yeah.
I had no idea who that was.
Habeas corpus.
And I said, I'm going to nominate Harvey Birdman, attorney at law, for the Supreme Court, even though I don't like Stephen Colbert.
I want unfrozen caveman lawyer.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
And he knows that one. He loves that character. I think his friend wrote it.
Anybody say Lionel Hutz?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Lionel Hutz.
H. Sean Shannon.
But who?
T-Shawn.
T-Shawn Shannon. Yeah.
And then the chicken lawyer from Family Guy. I'm just a simple Southern.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wasn't he attached to something?
I think so. I don't
know. Oh, yeah, he's attached to the old guy.
So anyway, we're going to Atlanta Pizza and Giro.
Yes, and sometime
Atlanta
in July.
Atlanta Pizza Giro.
More details. Also, we're trying to get an interview secured with Dave Attell, who's coming to the Punchline in
Holy
Atlanta.
Shit.
But I don't think it's going to happen, and no, we're not going to go set up at the Punchline.
Well, I'm
that
not
going to
do a podcast about That's, what do you guys well, talk well, about well, now?
I'm trying to. I talked to Jamie. I'm trying to
we'll
get.
We'll have to go there to record in the afternoon, right?
No, I'm trying to get him to come here on a Saturday or
I'll
Sunday.
Oh, come here.
Good,
okay.
Because I'll be out that week. I saw that he's playing.
The first
I was like,
week
fuck, I'm not going
to
be here.
I want to go to that.
Are you going back to the Bahamas?
Yes.
Oh, I am. All right.
I was going to mention that.
Nice.
Lucky Ira.
Can we get your Ogawa to fill in for you while you're gone?
Who? Oh, yeah. That was a good episode. I enjoyed listening to this.
He's funny as
he's
shit.
He's a funny kid.
Yeah, he is. Funny kid, that Joe Galwa.
Yeah, he's a good kid. Yeah,
or we could ask Josh.
Before he
you can do a Joe Josh.
Brazil.
Yeah, we'll just trade off.
Yeah, trade him off.
We'll have
anyway.
Rotating guest hosts while Ira is in the Bahamas.
I'm going for longer than I did last time.
Oh, really?
No.
Like for how long?
3 weeks. Okay. Last time I went 2 weeks.
Lucky.
That's not that long.
Anyway. and then
next
week on the show, this, you're fucking lucky. Next week on the show, we are going to have a visit from former regular guys intern and comedian, Vinny Bucci.
See, I'm missing all the good
shit. The Bucci.
Are we going to eat cars with him?
Hopefully he'll bring it.
I was asking if I should get one of those cookie cakes with a car on it.
Oh, yes.
You should. So
but edit this out so nobody hears this.
Nah, leave it in. We'll do that, and we'll also probably talk about some historic WWE shit.
Oh,
I know you're up on that.
Yeah,
hell yeah. So look forward to that. And now's the time on the show when we thank our patrons. You guys ready?
Sure.
Yay, can we still make fun of everything?
Yeah, of course. Okay. No.
All right. You can make fun of everybody but Trent.
Yeah, no, well,
Trent
is in his own
world. What voice are you going to read him in this time? I liked it that you did Paul Stanley last time.
I kind of morphed into that. First, before we get to it, we have a brand new one this week.
You should do Bork since you just sat with him.
I don't want to do that. Kills my voice. Robert Holly, Haley, H-A-L-E-Y. Is that
Bob
Haley?
Holly, the guy we went to high
school
with? No. I look just like Robert Holly.
Would you like to pledge some more? I don't care. Anyway, yeah, Robert Haley, thank you very much for signing up to be a Radio Labyrinth patron. You can sign up yourself. You can give $1. You can give $2. You can give $1,000. But don't do that. That's dumb. It'll make me feel bad.
Me and John Mark know that guy.
What?
Oh,
no.
Really?
Right, we know Rob Haley.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Oh, here's a guy that just signed up. Sorry.
Saw him
out
this morning.
Do it as Sam Elliott.
It's going to take a while. Yeah.
Do it as the no mustache Sam Elliott.
Yeah, it sounds a lot different.
Yeah, it sounds
good. The banquet beer. How about somebody I can do?
That was pretty good. You got real deep and gravelly there. That was good.
Goers.
Goers. It's like he swallows that C. Goers.
Goers. Sometimes you drink the goers. Sometimes
goers.
Goers. Goers.
Going. We got time.
Miho.
Yeah. Hey, Miho.
Hey, Miho.
Think of someone else, quick. Throw him out there.
Do it as Sean Gardner.
No, I don't want to do it to Sean.
Do it to Sean Hannity.
You know, he called...
it puts the little...
Sean called... I did a show on WSB a couple weeks ago with Milani Kai on a Saturday.
Right, I saw you were doing that.
And we took calls. We did it on Cinco de Mayo, and so the whole show was about cultural appropriation, and I was playing clips from Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Most specifically, Lobo Rodriguez. Oh, I'm so sleepy. Oh, I'm so sleepy.
You talk about the whole Apu debacle.
We brought that up a little bit, but it was mostly about that. But Sean called because we were talking about cultural appropriation, and I think it may be Uncle Tito has taken over. So Uncle Tito's on hold, and I pick up and go, Sean in Stone Mountain, you're on the Tim and Milani Kai show.
Well, cultural appropriation, what about a little electric grid?
And I just put him on hold, and I went, oh, thank you very much, Sean. Stone Mountain, our very own Slowpoke Rodriguez. I'm so sleepy.
Do it as I'm so sleepy mouse.
I don't want to make one of our Hispanic people.
Jose Perales doesn't care.
Well, then do a poo, then.
I don't do a poo too good. Now I feel like I'm under pressure.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll see what happens.
Okay,
you know what I'll do with Sean Hannity?
That's what I said.
Sean Hannity. You know, I'm in that mode. We're going to go ahead and do it. Thank you for listening to Radio Labyrinth. A little too foul for me. I watch a lot of TV. You know, I have people that like TV, and I watch a lot of movies. I get confused by things. So if you'd like to support Radio Labyrinth, just go to www.patreon.com/Tim Andrews and pledge. You know, speaking of pledge.
Pledge.
That's how I clean all my tables. Lemon scented pledge.
Pledge pin.
It was already broken.
So anyway, here's a list of the Radio Labyrinth patrons that I'd like to say thank you to for supporting the show. Newt Gingrich, Sarah A. Carter.
Oh, wow, we're getting some heavy hitters.
John Bolton. Donald Trump Jr.
Michael Cohen.
Baron Trump. Michael Cohen.
Baron Trump.
Who uses his allowance?
Michael Cohen pledged $10 million.
But don't talk about it.
Look, Radio Labyrinth is not a place where you can launder your election money.
But yes, it is.
Sure.
Please.
Please, send your rubles to Radio Labyrinth.
Hush
Ozark style.
Steph banged someone.
What?
We're not saying who, but it's hush money.
That's so unbelievable.
Who'd you bang?
That's what I'm saying. That's so unbelievable.
I'm very curious.
Ask your lawyer.
Autumn, did you bang anybody?
Probably.
One of the patrons? You dirty whore.
I will for more money.
You're a dirty, dirty girl. I wrote a song about you. I love Autumn.
You're a dirty girl.
She's a dirty girl. She lives in a closet and has a couple of kids, which means she's down to F. Okay, ready. Thank you very much. Aaron Roberts.
Aaron Roberts, your last name is a man's name.
Well, that's good for him because his name is Aaron.
All right.
Not E-R-I-N, A-A-R-O-N.
I heard Aaron.
You know, Elvis's middle name was Aaron, and it's misspelled on his gravestone.
I heard Laurel.
I heard about that. Yeah. I heard poop.
I heard poop.
A.J. Dysart. Very friend, A.J.
A.J. Dysart. That's the new vacuum cleaner.
That's right. It's
sucks.
Hickory dickory.
AJ Dysart's a vacuum cleaner. That's not cool, but it's funny.
Let's roast everybody's name.
Amber Gilpatrick.
Patrick.
She Irish?
Gilp.
She's a patty.
I'm Irish. She's a patty like me.
Amber Gilpatrick. How you say her?
She's a country girl.
Oh, she is.
I'll give some money on Patreon.
She's a leprechaun on a farm.
Andrew Anthony Hopkins. Also, Andrew Harbin.
Hardball. Welcome to Hardball.
Don't mention that. I hate that guy.
Right.
Beth Van Elswick, also known as Angel.
Ooh.
Angel?
That's her
stripper name.
She was very helpful with Tim Andrews one night in 1991.
Nice.
In Albany, New York, when he was tripping on acid.
Now she's like paying us back.
Like the early 80s hooker movie?
No.
No. Oh.
No, yeah, nothing at all like that.
Angel.
Show us your whisker biscuit, Molly. What a great movie. Look, fake tits. Brennan Price. The Price is Right. And I'm not very good at this ad lib. Brian Jackson 5.
Oh, good.
Brooke Ted Sizemore.
I got you. I'm with you.
You're doing
Michael
good.
Sizemore.
Let's see. Tom Sizemore.
Buck Adams Monterey.
He did.
Who, Buck Adams?
Yep.
Uh-oh. Well, his credit card is still getting charged. let's see. We got Chad Shepard. He has lots of sheep.
Fuck the sheep.
He's a crook. Did you get that?
The crook in his little stick that he uses.
He shepherds
to...
the meat.
Oh, man.
Chris Weiland.
I don't get it.
Chris Knight of the Round Table. Colin Damian Omen.
I like that.
Evil.
Dallas Walker. He's a zombie.
Texas Ranger.
Texas Ranger.
Wasn't he in the Kentucky Headhunters?
I think so. Dan Carroll O'Connor.
Yeah, shut up, you meat.
Darren from Bewitched Downey. That wasn't very good.
which Darren, though?
The Durwood first one Downey. Which one do you like best?
The first one.
Of course. You know, he had back problems. He couldn't stand the whole thing. You know, toward the last season, he had to sit a lot.
Really?
Yes, because he had back problems.
Was that York or Sargent?
Dick York. Dick Sargent was gay, died of AIDS.
Oh, I thought they were both gay.
No, Dick York was not gay. He just had back problems.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with being gay.
Or having back problems.
No, I have back problems.
Right.
Terrible,
you know
terrible.
What they say about those gays? Lots of back problems.
Because they're always bending over. Right. Oh!
Can't you get your buddy, Dr. What's-his-name, to come in?
We're not talking about him right now.
Let's do the rest like Dice.
Oh!
No, I don't do an impression of Dice. David C. and the Funky Bunch. Debbie McDonald, you deserve a break today.
Debbie McDonald, I'm loving it.
Denise, what's that noise?
Sorry.
I was talking on his phone.
I'm not talking.
Phone's ringing, dude.
I had weird things happen.
Professional.
Phone's ringing, dude.
Totally.
Denise Reynolds. Rap. Dustin Lolly, 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 get your loller here. Eric Malmstrom.
Ooh.
He's a very stormy life, that fellow has. Detective Garrett Kimble.
He's a cop, you idiot.
He's a cop, you idiot. Herb Silence of the Lamb. JB, which stands for John Bovey.
JB Smooth.
I know that wasn't very good. Jeremy Truman Show.
All right.
Jonathan Wilson.
Wilson,
no.
No way, Jose Perales.
Sorry. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Keith Tate.
Tate.
Kevin Stokes.
Good job, Ira. Tate.
Kevin Stoke the Fire. That's not very good at all. Haney. Leslie Norman. We got a lot of Leslies. Lou Coniglio. Wasn't he on The Sopranos?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so.
Did I already say Mark Weiland?
I don't know.
Yes.
No, I didn't. I said Chris Weiland. This must be his brother Mark.
I
say. They're twins. I met them the other day. Well, Tim Andrews met them the other day. They're twins.
Oh.
They are. I'm not lying. Shut
Which
up.
One sang for Stone Temple Pilots?
Neither
exactly.
of them.
Exactly. No. Thank you.
Matt Talley.
Boo. Oh. I hate that guy.
Always with the lists. Matt Carter. He was Jimmy Carter's nephew. I don't know. I'm running out of...
That's what I heard. Well,
wasn't he... Matt Carter goes to Mars or something.
Mike Spittler Swallow.
Oh, no.
Mike Hall. And Oates.
And Atlanta Pizza and Gyros.
Nicholas Frank. He doesn't hold back. He doesn't mince words. He's very direct, Nicholas Frank. As we mentioned earlier.
Not a nickel to his name, Nicholas Frank.
Robert Holly. Haley. Robert Haley. He's a comet.
He's a comet.
Krusty Weinberg. Ryan Humans. Sean Hall. Trent.
I pictured Trent with like dyed black hair parted in the middle, long, stringy, standing Trent. In a hallway in a high school wearing a black trench coat.
A trench coat.
A trent coat, yeah.
A trench coat.
Very good.
Writing poetry.
Wayne Blair Witch Project. Wendy Robert Mueller. And last but not least, Zach Pittman.
Yay!
Anyway, go to Radio Labyrinth. No, go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and you can support it. Don't put in code Hannity. There's no code.
Click the microphone on the top right-hand corner.
If you click the microphone on the right-hand corner and put Hannity in, nothing will happen.
You'll get 100% off.
Anyway, coming up, Newt Gingrich. Sarah A. Carter.
What are the different levels? So, like, how much do you have to contribute to have your name read on the show?
A dollar. All you got to do is contribute. Yeah. That's okay. Fine. Yeah.
So, what about for 5, 10, 20?
Well, there's levels you can find if you go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. It'll explain everything to you. Also, I would like it if you would. I just don't remember off the top of my head. I already closed the page. So, the other things you can do. You will get a drawing if you pledge a certain level or more. I'm just behind on mailing one.
Look, at the $500 level, there's a secret society that we enter you
that's
into.
Right.
And we will forward you all the details in an
also,
encrypted email.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Labyrinth. Follow us on Twitter, @Radio_Labyrinth. And please, we're going to start doing this again. We would like it if you guys would go to iTunes and rate us and review us. Give us 5 stars. Or be honest, whatever. We'll read them. You can pick a voice.
Suck.
Pick a voice for either myself or Autumn to read in. And Autumn does a myriad of voices.
And then we rate your review.
And we rate your review.
We flip it on you.
I do a myriad of voices.
That's right. And we are also working on...
That was supposed to be Josie Gross.
Who?
I was trying to be Josie Grossy.
Never been kissed.
Oh, I don't know that.
No, I don't know that.
You know what that is, Jeff?
They're boys.
No.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Hong Kong Fooey, number one super guy.
You don't love me, you just love my doggy style.
Rocky! You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh, can we keep him, Dad, please?
But he's a loser! He's pathetic! He's...
Atlanta peeps who love dogs and other types of animals that you can get at rescue places. That's a very, very, very vague thing to say. But Stephanie, please tell us what's going on in the world of dog rescue.
Okay, well, you can come and see me this Saturday at the Hollywood Feed in Lawrenceville, where I'll be doing my little adoption event. So if you want to come out and say, hey, I'll be there trying to shamble these dogs onto somebody. And we'll be there from 12:30 to 3:30. So, and if you have a dog, please bring it. We'd love to meet it. We're nice. All about that. And the Hollywood Feed, the dude Steve that runs it, he is so cool. He's such a nice guy. So that's Saturday from 12:30 to 3:30. As always, Gwinnett County Animal Shelter. Dogs, cats are all $20 this month, and that includes everything, spay, neuter. If they happen to have heartworms, don't be scared. We're going to pay to have them treated. So, you know, you're going to get a fully vetted animal. So that's good. And my last thing I wanted to say, hooray, hooray. The piece of shit from Polk County that ran that dog fighting operation last year, we got 100 dogs roughly from there. Barktown took in a few of them. It was horrifying. He was sentenced yesterday to 40 years.
Whoa. 40 wow. years?
He
Holy
got,
shit.
It, well,
child molesters get less time.
He got 15 years in prison, and he got 25 years probation.
Good.
Wow.
So anyway, wow. It's finally a legitimate sentence that we can put out there so these assholes know if you get busted, you could go to jail for a really, really long time. So it's not worth it. So Good. Stop being retards and fighting dogs.
And I have something to say. If you're driving down a road where there's a pond and you see a couple of Canadian geese walking their goslings across the road, slow down or stop.
Yes.
I saw some dude today almost hit one of the geese, and I wanted to drive, like turn around and go run him off the road. But anyway, we had some good and sad news. In the Andrews household, we've been fostering this little Boston named Harper Grace, and she was just a sweet little dog, very excitable, and you know our other dogs didn't really care for her, but you know they got along well enough, and she found a home, so hopefully it'll end up being her permanent home.
Congratulations!
And our little dog Izzy, who is a rescue, she's so happy now that she now runs the house.
That's great. Yeah. You know, I've got a fifth in the house this week just because I'm babysitting mm-hmm. for a foster in our group that is out of town.
Yes.
And she was hit by a car a couple times, so she's got like all kinds of jacked up stuff with her. But she, I realized definitely I don't want to foster full time anymore.
It's hard. It's hard work.
5 dogs is a lot. It really throws off the dynamic of everything, but she's super sweet.
Yes.
Super sweet.
If you're looking for a dog walker in mostly, well, you know, if you're looking for somebody to walk your dog, I know somebody who can help you. And just hit me up on Facebook or any social media. If you know my email address, you can email me. But hit me up on Facebook, and I'll get you squared away with all that. And if you're interested in a Boston Terrier, don't go to a breeder. Rescue. There's a rescue ranch for Boston Terriers. You can get puppies sometimes. There's always a dog with special needs or without special needs that needs your help. So,
we love our pets.
Yes. Well, we have a one-eyed dog at Gwinnett County right now. We had to take her eyeball out. She is awesome, and I'm trying so hard to get somebody to fucking adopt her.
We had a one-eyed dog.
Yes.
We had a one-eyed dog.
And this dog's amazing. She's only a year and a half old, and she's so sweet.
You don't need
to
have a pretty dog. You just need a friendly one. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Timothy.
I mean, Steph.
Trent.
Wake up. What are you looking at on your phone?
Nothing.
What are you looking at? Pornography?
He's staring
porn.
Ahead.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
He's looking up Drew Barrymore naked.
Yep.
Yuck.
Yeah.
She's gross. Have you ever seen her face from the side? Whoa.
Give her a break. Her grandfather died.
It's like a summer gourd.
Yes. So rate and review a summer gourd.
Cut that out. I feel like the fact that no one knew who I was makes, and then I was trying to say, like, I'll do this. See? It's bad.
That's so gross.
I don't know who that was.
Now,
I'm
Robin.
Sorry.
Now, Robin.
All right, Robin. Anyway.
Anyway, I'm way more famous than Howard Stern. All right. TV show apocalypse, Jeff. Go.
Yeah. Ton of shit got canceled over the last week, like starting on Thursday.
Yeah.
When they canceled the Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Mick, and Last Man on Earth. And then...
You go on, the reason Fox canceled all those shows has to do with the fact that they're now going to have Thursday Night Football.
Oh.
And because Fox doesn't have anything after 10 o'clock going from 10 to 11 like all the other networks do, they don't have enough room on their schedule. So they're forking over a shit ton of money. And then the other thing that's happening is that the fuckers at Disney are trying to buy the Fox studio, which will give them access to all those shows. So Fox is saying, fuck it. We're just going to let this shit go, which sucks because those are quality shows with good ratings. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, and then Brooklyn Nine-Nine got saved by NBC for, I think, only 6 episodes, but...
Yeah, but NBC knows how to handle their comedies better.
Right. And they own Universal anyway, so...
Exactly.
Hopefully they'll get more. And I hope it does well, even though most shows that switch networks don't usually...
Taxi did.
What did it do, 2 seasons after it switched?
So, yeah. Yeah.
Had you been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah, I still watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's hilarious. I watched all 3 of those, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Mick, and Last Man on Earth. Last Man on Earth kind
of
dropped off a little, but it was still funny.
Didn't you say that? I thought The Mick was funny, yeah.
Yeah, I loved The Mick.
Mm. I was very disappointed in Last Man on Earth last year.
I quit watching it because I got tired of it.
Well, the first couple of seasons, every single episode, I laughed and laughed and laughed. I thought it was so good. And then last season, it was just kind of, it felt very forced and the same scenarios, and I don't know.
I was tired. I
like
the idea that Will Forte now gets to go try to do something else.
Yeah.
Because he's funny and also a good actor.
And Fred Armisen was funny on his little arc that he did.
Yeah.
On Last Man on Earth.
Yeah,
didn't
he was,
see it, but.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
What else got canceled?
A ton of stuff. That show Valor got canceled that we talked about because it was filmed right over.
Because
Christina.
She's cancer when it comes to TV series, huh?
And, she's on Animal Kingdom. That's still going. And she's
What's
got
the
a new
Expanse?
Show. That's that super awesome show on Sci-Fi. It's been like two seasons now or 3 seasons.
Is it good? Because it's on Amazon Prime now, like the first.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about getting into
it. It's really good.
Yeah?
Is that the show about the space caps?
No, it's like about a war between Earth and Mars, and that lady from 24, you know who I mean, the Persian lady with the talks like this with this, yeah, she's on there.
Shurag Dashlu,
and it's really good,
and
it's got like 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Do you know that the movie she's in The House of Sand and Fog?
Yeah, she is.
She's also on Law and Order SVU.
She's been on a lot of shit, but she's great on the Expanse.
She was lots of eyeliner.
Shohagra Dashlu.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt got canceled.
Oh, yeah?
Here and Now, that HBO show that I tried to watch.
Well, good. Yeah. I tried to watch it. Yeah. I couldn't even get through an episode.
It's horrible.
Oh, my God.
I got through 3 and then I gave up.
Well, it's too bad because it was Alan Ball, right?
Yeah.
You tried to stick with it.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and watch the end just to see if they ever talked about what the hell was going on with the whole 11-11 thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't done it yet. And sadly, Ash vs. Evil Dead got canceled. We talked about that a little. Steph and I were big fans of that.
Yeah, it's. I mean, but you know, whatever. He'll be fine. I'm sure he'll do something else. That's really
yeah.
Cool.
There was talk of maybe doing a movie, but he said no. He's done with Ash, which is kind of sad. But yeah. Bruce Campbell will
There's
be
been
fine.
A lot
I'm
of
sure.
Ash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wrapped up pretty well on the, in that last episode. What else got canceled? Tim's favorite show, Homeland.
Yeah, I didn't know that it got canceled. Now I'm pissed because they let the end of the this season. She's all crazy and. Fucking beaten up and weird and
there's been like think, 90 seasons of
yeah, nine there have been
no, I think it's coming back for one final season and then it's canceled.
Oh okay.
Broad City's canceled after this next season. That show was hilarious. You guys should have watched it if you didn't.
What? I watched it a couple times. I can't stand them.
What, Broad City?
Yeah, I don't like the girls.
They're hilarious.
I don't know any. I don't live. I'm not a millennial girl
they're
living in New
too
York.
Much for me.
They're funny.
You just think they're hot.
I've only seen clips, and I think that they were funny.
I only think one of them's hot, but right. They're both funny.
The clips, I think they're funnier than the show. Like, when you see them in other stuff, yeah. I think they're funny. But on the show, I don't know. I think they're just, like, they're gross and over the top for the sake of it. Like, look at us, we're women, but we're disgusting. Isn't that hilarious?
They're Schumering it.
Yeah. Amy Schumer thing.
It was, it was beyond even Schumer.
Come on.
She was below
they
Schumer.
Talked about pegging.
Yeah. Marvels and Humans, that who saw that coming?
Yeah, nobody. I never even saw that. Hap and Leonard got canceled, which is sad, after three seasons. That show was filmed here. That was that show with Michael K. Williams and James Purefoy.
Yeah.
And The Last Ship was just announced as being canceled.
Oh, wow.
That's that show on TNT that I liked with Adam Baldwin.
Yeah, yeah. I like Adam Baldwin.
So they just
I
went through a book and they said, what shows do Jeff like?
All right, that,
cancel
let's, let's find every show Jeff watches.
Jeff watches
and
every show.
Cancel
so.
It.
Oh, well, that's...
I do watch a lot of shows, but there's a whole big list of all the shows we can post on our Facebook page.
All right, please do. Speaking of Facebook, we've been doing some interactive things. I posted something on the... I thought I was putting it on our page, but what did I put it on the radio page?
On Radio Shack?
I don't know. I posted something. You know, I get bored at night. I'm like, hey, list your favorite shit. But Jeff did something really cool where if you could have Tim or Autumn sing a song or whatever as a character, what was the gist of that?
Yeah, I just said if there was a, because we the radios, as they're called, if I was just thinking, you know, if the radios could call like a request line like you would do back in the day to a radio station. You would call in and request a song.
Yeah, we'll try to get that on for you.
Yeah, sung by either Tim or Autumn as, you know, somebody that they do. Like mine was, I said I would like to hear Caitlyn Jenner saying, "You make me feel like a natural woman."
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Woman!
Then some other people chimed in. John Mark Lindell wanted to hear some Michael McDonald. He wasn't specific with that.
Okay, we'll get to that. We're gonna get to these. I think they're great. So,
you want to do them like produced?
I don't know, but I want to do them when we have more time,
right?
And we have the lyrics and all that.
Can't wing
it. I came like a wrecking ball. I never listened for love. Smashing through the boundaries, lunacy has found me. Cannot stop the battery.
A lot of people want to hear Trump singing certain songs. What's
I on? Do want to hear Michael McDonald doing Metallica covers.
Let's both. We need to. Yeah, we'll both do them.
Like the Johnny Cash
Darkness
version.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see, absolute horror. I cannot live. I cannot die. Something else with life and air.
Disposable Heroes. One of you. You have
I don't
to do
know
it.
How that song goes.
You know.
Nothing else matters.
Is that Disposable Heroes?
No, Disposable Heroes is Back to the Front. You will do what I say.
I got something to say. I raped your mother today. Doesn't matter much to me as long as she spreads. I got something today. I killed your baby today. Doesn't matter much to me as long as it's...
I realize that's not a Metallica song, but they cover it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a little, little misfits for everybody.
Don't forget my son. Slave a while in Alabama. Grabbing your bail, don't die. Exile. Creeping down a back street on these. I got my clock caught because N-words want these.
No sooner I said
seems I got a sweater by some N-word with a tech now. Try to take my... You want
oh, we could do...
Noise,
listen, oh, Tim,
noise.
We could be like, I'll you be Snoop and I'll be Dre.
I can't do
but
Snoop.
But we'll both be Michael McDonald.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, do nothing but a G thing.
You know, cause you know about to rip shit up.
So give it a microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you're in trouble.
Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
Too low down, Edward, so crazy. Death Row is a label that pays me.
Just say, just say ninjas.
I
like
N-word sounds better. Yeah. I don't want to go anywhere near that.
Busting on the mic like an old batch of color greens.
Sorry, I could keep going with that before.
No, that's the only song I karaoke.
Dre, wanting to be a bitch. Go on, Drea. Tell him what the fuck I'm going to.
Creeping down the back street on days.
I do 187 on an undercover cop.
Talking 187 on an undercover cop.
The Trump singing what?
Hurt by Johnny Cash, the Johnny Cash version.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain. The only thing that's real. But you could have it all. My empire of dirt.
I forget the next line.
Oh, and also, I'd like to hear Trump sing When Doves Cry.
Dig if you will.
Dig if you will a picture of you and I engaged with my fist. Grabbing by the...
I like doing the rap thing.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of another Dr. Dre song from...
Keep the heads ringing. You can do that one. Or you can do Off of the Chronic 2.
No. Well, what off the Chronic 2?
The one with him and Eminem. I'm trying to think of...
Dun, dun, dun. Nowadays, everybody want to talk, but they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. Just in the...
Bunch of gibberish.
Because motherfucker...
Forgot about
Nowadays,
Dre.
Nowadays, everybody want to talk. Like they got something Trump. To say.
All right.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Gap teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to be.
Yes!
Gap teeth in your mouth.
So my dick's on
There's a song on Chronic 2. It's just a very short thing. I forget who's singing it. Might be Warren G. I don't remember. But
you do hold
bitch.
It.
Bitch. Wait,
yes.
wait.
You look like AC Green. Bitch, don't call me anymore.
Anyway, what song?
Hold up, wait. From my, you know, the one with
I don't know
Nate Dogg.
Wait up.
Yeah.
Wait. All Smoke the people who be saying we're soft. Me gone. Wait.
Smoke weed every day.
What about regulators?
R.I.P. Nate Dogg.
I know, that's sad. Poor Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
I'm creeping on a whole new level.
What were some of the other ones, Jeff?
One of the better ones I saw was One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer as Don Sutton.
That is funny.
What else? That's it?
That was the one that came to mind. I'll find some more, but.
All right, hang on. I got to do one more real quick, and then we'll move on.
One, two, three, and to the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know...
This is my part.
Go ahead.
Cause you know about the rap shit up.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you're in trouble.
Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
Too locked out and we're so crazy. Death Row is a label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this.
Back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfection, so let them understand.
From a young G's perspective, and before we dig out a bitch, I'm going to have to find a contraceptive.
All right, we're done with
you
this.
You never know, she's going to be out in the mail, out in the mail. At the same time, out in the mail.
All right.
Requests were bullshit, though, right? Like, huh? when you called into a radio station to make requests.
It depended what kind of radio station it was.
If they were going to play your song, they would say, this is going out by request.
But if it was a top 40 station and you were picking a song that was popular, that was obviously was played every 2 hours.
Yeah.
But if you called a classic rock station, I'll try to get that out for you. We had that show in that radio station that we played classic rock every night. Remember? And we would all hang out at your place and call. And every night, the guy had to play Baker Street.
Right.
And then when we were in high school, we'd call the campus radio station, and for some reason, we'd always request Seasons in the Sun, and the guy, Mark Speck.
Yeah.
Mark Speck, who, he follows us on social media now. This is one of these guys that I loved when I was in high school, and he was on the campus station. He was also an art teacher, but he was a student teacher in our art class. Anyway, he said, for some reason, Seasons in the Sun is the Stairway to Heaven of Mansfield Country.
I hate that song.
You do?
What? God, yes.
Goodbye, my friend.
I hate that song. My ex-fiance, his favorite song was Spirit in the Sky, and that's part of why we never worked out.
Norman Greenbaum?
Yeah.
See, I always liked Spirit in the Sky.
I hate that song, too.
Why?
Hate it.
I like Seasons in the Sun because it's the first song I ever remember liking.
Aww. That really?
Yes. Absolutely. Terry Jacks.
Yep.
Mine was Jolene by Dolly Parton.
That's a great song.
It's my first.
I like the Miley
song.
Version.
What? You just like Miley. All right.
She does that song really well, you got to admit.
She's a great singer.
She is.
Everybody watched the Barry season finale?
Yes.
Fucking A, that show. He better get an Emmy.
It's the last three episodes.
That show is my favorite show this entire television season.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's totally unique.
Well done, well acted, unique. I think that they stole the Gorin guy from somebody who wrote for that show must be or has been around Atlanta because there's some mannerisms of that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think Gorin is a Chechen name. It is a Serbian name.
Oh, yeah?
So I think there's a little...
Really?
Yeah, I do. Just like I think the guy... What was that show with Danny whatever, where he was the baseball player?
Danny McBride?
Yeah. I think that was taken a little bit from Southside and Rocker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But definitely Southside, because he's more like Southside
than Rocker.
But
the story was like Rocker's.
Sort of, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, when Gorin, whenever he got shot in the head and the blood just started spurting out.
Yeah, and he sits down.
Yeah.
He has the gun and he's, what?
That reminded me of Blue Velvet, the end of Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
Remember that? When the guy was like, But it also reminded me of Gus Fring when he died.
Yeah.
Right? And he like walked out of the room and just kind of collapsed.
Cool. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
For Breaking Bad. Yeah.
But my God, that show is so good.
I don't know what to do with that show. There's humor in it, but some of the shit is so dark in there.
It's a dramedy.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was going to kill that little Weasley guy?
Him shooting his buddy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Him killing Jean.
Yeah.
I mean, damn. She's such a great character.
I know.
What was he supposed to do with that? I mean,
I know, but I just didn't know that they were going to do that.
Like his buddy, he could have worked out letting him go. You knew
That guy was going to weasel out. He had to go.
Well, he made his decision when that other car stopped and saw them sitting there. Yeah. He's like, no, this is just too much. There's too much.
Yeah.
And then when he said to him, he was like, why did you have to say that? Yeah. Like, why?
That scene where he finally gets back to acting class and he has to do that scene with Sarah Goldberg. And he is drawing on that memory in his head and he sees the wife being. Yeah. I mean, that's how your mind works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why that's good writing. So what's that guy's name? Alan Berg, the creator.
Alex Berg.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah.
Great show. I'm really not up on anything else, sadly.
You're going to nope out of Westworld?
Yeah, I watched it last night, and I was, what the fuck?
I'm very bored with it.
I'm bored.
I have no idea what the fuck's going on, but I'm still going
to
watch it.
It's real tough to keep up with.
Right.
It's
pretty boring.
But I can watch it on the level of it's just a cool show and the robots and shit without getting into all the lore and the mystery and all that shit.
I'll tell you the one.
I want to find out what's going on, though. Don't you want to find out what's going on?
Yeah, but I don't want to watch a TV show that forces me to have to watch a YouTube explanation video.
Well, that's what I was kind of going to get to. I am enjoy watching it, but I would be confused as shit, too, and just kind of like, wait, so what is it?
Well, I mean, I don't.
What?
Go ahead. All right, I'm sorry.
Well, my staff pick tonight, and I'll do it early, was going to be this Recapables podcast that does Westworld. And listening to that, and yeah, I mean, there's YouTube videos too, but so I'm starting to listen to this podcast now, and these guys are really good about first just going through each episode and, you know, kind of recapping it. which helps because I'm a dumbass, and I'm like, oh, right, that happened, and it was only the night before. Right. And then, yeah, their theories and their ways of kind of getting into it and talking about shit, knowing the mythology and knowing even all the little things, you know, like the books that certain guys were reading, but it was like just out of frame.
Well, kinda. And like the scar on his head
that
disappears and comes back.
Listening to something like this is making me enjoy it.
This week's most recent episode, I couldn't fucking understand what was going on.
It's for smart people. Let's just face it.
Well,
I'm not there.
I felt like this episode in particular wasn't as confusing as past ones. Like this one made sense. Yeah. It was a little bit more linear than the past ones have been.
But I want linear. I want a linear story. I'm sorry. I don't want to have to think or work too hard watching a television show.
Yeah, but you like David Lynch type shit and stuff that really makes your mind like...
Right, but that's David Lynch's stuff is really open to interpretation. There's a story going on with Westworld that I'm sure somebody will edit eventually and put it all in chronological order.
Well, and you got to think, is it Jonathan Nolan or Christopher Nolan? It's Jonathan Nolan, right?
Yeah.
You know, what these guys all talk about is who did Memento.
Yeah.
And a lot of this stuff is very similar to the feelings of that movie where you got to kind of keep up with what's going on in that movie, how it's going back in time and all that shit.
I'm just not.
I like that Delos stuff. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And that gave us more information. And then finding out, spoiler, finding out about, you know, the Man in Black's daughter is that lady who we met last episode.
Yeah,
which lady? Is.
The
chick that wakes up in the Bengal tiger world.
Grace.
Oh,
Grace.
Yeah, that's his real daughter, right?
Oh, right.
I did like that how his father-in-law has just been living in a room and then gets erased.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I haven't watched
it. That was interesting. I thought that was cool. And that gave us a little bit of information about what is going on in that weird room with those white, like, muscle robot people.
Right.
Faceless robots. We got to sort of understand what was going on in that room.
I think at the end, they're going to be the ones controlling everything. Anyway, moving on. Fear of the Walking Dead, I haven't watched yet.
No, you gotta watch.
I know that show's great. Billions, I never watched, but that was you guys. There was a season finale.
Are you up to date with that?
Yeah, I'm up to date.
Yeah, I haven't watched last week's, but
I thought last week's should have been the season finale, but there's like still two more to go.
All right. Well, don't tell. I haven't watched last week's, so, but it's been good.
In a couple of weeks, I'm going to binge all the Legions. I have that already scheduled.
Yeah, I just watched three of them to get caught up.
And The Terror, because I'm way behind on that.
God, The Terror is so fucking good, you guys. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Don't eat
the show.
Hot dogs while you watch.
Last night. It's amazing. I love The Terror.
Saturday Night Live I didn't watch, but I did watch The Handmaid's Tale.
The sketch.
Handmaid's in the City. That was funny.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Yeah, she was good. I mean, she's great in sketches like that.
Oh, yeah.
She's such a natural. She didn't read cue cards or anything.
Her monologue was awesome.
Yeah, her stand-up has changed.
Amy Schumer.
Yeah, she's kind of gravitating away from the slut humor now that she's married, I guess.
Yeah.
And she has new material, and she was pretty funny. I laughed several times, and I normally hate her stand-up.
Did you have fun hosting Saturday Night Live, Amy?
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been such a journey. So thank you so much, everybody.
You're welcome.
All right, let's do some staff picks, and we'll get out of here. Ira, is this going to be your last show for a while? Are you going to be here for Vinny?
Next week? Probably not. Yeah, so I might not see you guys for a while.
All right.
Fucking Ira.
Where are you going?
Ira's going
why
to get
you
his,
living your life and doing
get his
things?
Groove back in the Bahamas.
Hey, before we go to Staffix, I forgot to tell you guys. So Saturday, I get a call from my neighbor, and she says, "You're not going to like this." And I said, "What?" And she said, "You know our other neighbor that lives behind us that has all that ivy, and we told him to clear it out last winter? Well, he waited till today, until it's 90 degrees, and he started chopping it, and I was standing there talking to his wife, and they had the baby by the fence, and a big 3-foot copperhead came shooting out of the ivy while he was chopping it, came right at the baby. She said, I jumped over the fence, I grabbed it, tore my shorts, it shot right past the baby down into a hole, and I guess they sprayed a bunch of shit in the hole, and the copperhead came out, and they chopped its head off. But she said, just to let you know, they're going to keep doing it. So they're going to be traveling through our yards for the next couple weeks as he clears out the shit.
great.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't there like another animal that kills snakes that you could get?
Oh, well, another snake.
Get one
another
of those rickety tabbies.
If I could get like, if I could get some king snakes and
like
throw back there.
A species of bird that you could.
Black
you know.
Snakes and rats, rat snakes, black snakes, all those longer non-poisonous snakes, kill and eat them.
Yeah, but my dogs. But my dogs would probably kill the black snakes.
I got rid of half the ivy in my yard, and I still have, you know, a great deal of the backyard is ivy, and I try to keep the dogs from going back there.
Yeah,
maybe you're just gonna start walking them from now until wintertime.
It's a constant. Well, and then I just saw this: some little kid got bitten by a cottonmouth yesterday, and the doctors said that the cottonmouth season is already very thick this year, more than they're used to.
They're a water snake, though.
The cottonmouth kings better capitalize on
that. Oh, man.
We're on snake
control. Concerned about snakes.
It sucks, man. I mean, my neighbor, so we're going to be out here. It's like the fucking Burbs. We're out here in camo and shit with spotlights on our head hunting snakes every night.
Leave all the snakes alone. We need a whacking game.
I need Lorenzo Lamas. Yeah. That's who I need, the snake eater. I need him to come and kill these snakes.
You take it by the tail and you swing it around your head. Smash it into a tree.
All right, so we're going to bust through these real quick. My staff pick this week is The Royal Wedding Live with Cord and Tish.
Yay! Oh, yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, you got to get up at like 4 in the morning.
No, it's on at 7:30 on HBO.
Oh, yeah, they did this last time, right?
Yeah, well, they did the Rose Bowl parade.
What time is
7:30 a.m. Saturday, the 20 whatever. Saturday. No, what's today's date? 15th. Today's the 16th. So 17th. The 19th. I don't know. Whenever the fuck that royal wedding is.
Well, tell me when it is.
If it's Saturday, then it's
get
the
up
19th.
That goddamn morning. All right.
All right.
And that
I'm already
would be
up for an hour.
Will Ferrell and the great Molly Shannon.
I love Molly Shannon.
Autumn.
I don't have much because I am the worst person, but...
you are the worst person.
Now you got me all worried about snakes.
Josh Brolin's Instagram is really funny.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, he was so good on WTF this week.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Great interview. Yeah.
He's got a lot of really funny stuff. He's real silly. You should follow him on Instagram. That's all. I'm sorry. I'm the worst.
It was hot.
Does he talk about molesting Corey Haim on the loop?
He didn't molest him.
I know that we're not talking too much about this, and I refuse to talk about it on Von Hensler Doctrine, even though I'm sure we wouldn't even be allowed to, but I really like that This Is America video.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
It's so cool.
I don't like his. I hate his body. His body's upsetting. But
I love his body.
I like the Carly Rae Jepsen version.
That is
Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, that triggered a bunch of
horrifying.
But no, I love his body. I like a little bit of something going on.
Do you?
I do. I don't want a muscly, weird, hard person.
No,
I don't understand
it.
That's
but it's just I don't like concave chest and then belly.
I don't understand the video.
Give me some chest and then a gut.
What's he trying to say? What's he trying to say that?
This is America. Yeah. Everybody's into like zippity zip and shooting people. I mean,
I like your recap of it.
Zippity zip.
Everybody's into the zip.
Well, you're smoking your zippity zip.
Speaking of that, did you hear Eddie Murphy do Bill Cosby recently?
Right.
Holy shit, it was funny.
What? Where is
some
that?
Some award show. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
He busts into Bill Cosby. Who is Hannibal Buress? And that's awful. So check it out.
The award that he was winning, I think they were threatening to
they took it away
take
from Cosby.
Bill Cosby's away.
Yeah, they took Bill's away.
Would they come for my trophies?
Yeah. Funny. Hannibal Buress. All right, Ira.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, that Recapables
podcast.
Westworld. Yeah, just search for it.
Okay.
If you're watching Westworld and you feel the way we do. Well, even if you don't, even if you do understand it and you just dig it, these guys go deep and they're good. And the theories, which most of them make complete sense, will blow your brain apart.
I'm going to listen to that.
And this is our buddy Josh Warren's.
No, he's on YouTube, I think.
No.
Josh Warren.
Yeah, remember I was into that podcast called The Watch and it was from The Ringer?
Oh, right. Yeah.
This is also from The Ringer. Just listen to it every week after you watch Westworld if you're watching it. And they put two out. One just kind of recaps the episode and they talk about it. And then the other one is just theories of what's going on with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And those theories episodes, you're like, holy shit, they could be right.
All right.
And
uncapables.
It's pretty amazing.
Recapables.
No caps.
Recap.
Non-perior.
But I wanna, can I mention one more thing? And I'd like to flip the script here on the staff picks thing.
Sure.
I am going away to a place for a while that has no streaming abilities, really. And I need some stuff to watch on DVD.
Going to prison.
While I'm there. And there's a lot of shows from the past that I have never watched, you know, with multiple seasons and stuff.
The Wire. Friends.
So.
The Wire.
Well, no stuff I haven't seen.
Oh.
Like I've never watched The Americans, so I was thinking about getting The Americans
Do
and
that.
Like, getting into that.
Dexter.
So I'm asking you guys and the radios to, you know, send stuff on the Radio Shack and say, Ira, you should watch this while you're
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stephanie.
Mine is the remake of Fahrenheit 451.
Oh, yeah. When is that coming out?
It's coming out this Saturday on HBO at 8 nice. P.M. on the 19th.
It used to be one of my favorites, the original.
Well, this you
and
know,
the book.
I love the story, right? Yeah. And the early reviews on this one are tepid, let's say, but I don't care. I'm going to watch it anyway because I love Michael B. Jordan. I love Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
So I don't give a shit. I'm going to watch it. And before I read.
Did you guys see them make fun of Michael Shannon on Family Guy a couple weeks ago?
No.
It was so fucking funny. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
But he's like, oh, that. That's like Michael. They did a cutaway with him, and his eyes twitching. And anyway, go ahead.
But that's it.
I love Michael Shannon.
So yeah, Fahrenheit 451, the movie. I'm sure most people are familiar with the Ray Bradbury story. So
did you see that thing with Michael B. Jordan where some dumb white interviewer gave him the Wakanda thing? He goes, "Yeah, I'm not. My character wasn't from Wakanda." And she was like, "Oh, I don't know what to do."
Why do you have to say she's white?
Because she was. She was.
Well, couldn't she just be some dumbass? It could just be that she doesn't know about the story, and it's not just because she's white.
I'm sorry, I've fallen victim to the new...
Yes, you have, because I can guarantee you there are plenty of black people that would have gave him the same fucking Wakanda shit.
Right.
Exactly.
And he probably would have went, awesome.
Yeah.
No, you don't know that. He's not like that. He actually used to get shit from black people big time because he said some crappy shit about black women years ago. So,
I'm trying to make her sound bad, not him.
No. When Tim says white, I hear Yanni.
Wait.
It's funny. Wait.
Speaking of which, I'm going to sign before Jeff goes with his. Has anyone seen the Bohemian Rhapsody trailer yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes, yes, and yes.
I hope it transcends all the directorial problems that they had. I think it had like three directors.
Rami Malek looks great.
He looks fantastic, but they had like three directors. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it looks good. Go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
Mine's the Carbonero Effect comes back to True TV.
Oh, yeah.
This week.
Were they shooting here again?
No, I don't know if they're still in Chicago, but they moved to Chicago at the beginning of last season.
That's a good show.
After being here for quite a long time. But and that show's hilarious because he just uses his magic to fuck with people. And that's what the true purpose of magic
should be.
Is and should be. Yes.
I mean, that David Copperfield, he was fucking with everybody. Yeah.
Where'd the Statue of Liberty go?
That's right.
Oh my God!
He's fucking with us.
All right, everybody. This has been episode 1.5 Radio Labyrinth. Vinny Bucci from the Regular Guys show years ago is going to be on the show. However, you might know Vinny Bucci now because he's been on Adult Swim, on the Daytime Wrestling League. He does a lot of promotions for local wrestling groups. So we're going to talk to him next week about classic WWE and the fact that he is eating a Ford Festiva.
Just save that for later.
And
I think he's doing something, eating a Ford Festiva.
Yeah,
anyway.
Something like that.
We didn't say anything, but the Dunn disappeared this
oh
week's
my
episode.
God, it was hilarious.
She was dressed like a full-grown, low-income woman.
Yeah, yes. That show, that podcast, it's too fucking short. I mean, it's just right.
Right, right.
It's
right.
Perfect, so perfect yeah. Right.
But it's better to binge the whole thing because I'm left wanting more.
Yeah.
And, which is good. You want to be left wanting more.
I finally just finished Atlanta Monsters, so now I want to listen to
season
2.
Just like all spangled and sequins.
Yep.
I want to know who that lady is. She's the one that did
Nancy Grace. She does it on this week's too.
She oh God, the Nancy Grace.
Yes. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Until then, keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio. Yeah.